All right, so in this lesson, I want to talk about controlling access that your products provide. Okay, so once someone purchases your product, what's going to happen next? So we're going to jump into that together. I'm going to go ahead and choose one of our products from our test account here. So let's say this product was giving access to a course, for example. Then you would need to give access to the course through the product, right? So the product is what they purchase. And the course is where the content will live. So the product is going to need to give access to the course. Okay? Hope that makes sense. If, for example, you're selling an ebook or a PDF or whatever that is, then it's the same process. The product needs to give access to the ebook or the PDF, right? So what you'll do is you'll go to sales products and you'll find the product that you want to use. And then once you're in that product, go ahead and click on the content tab here. So here at the top, again, if you're selling an ebook or a simple audio download or something like a PDF where they can just click it and download it, you can just add the file here. So under content files, go ahead and click add file. And then I'm just going to pick a random freebie placeholder. That's what I will pick. So you would add it here. You can give it a stamp, etc. And then the place that it's going to show up is the default thank you page for the product. So if you use the default thank you page, which is every product comes with a default thank you page that you can add text to, but it'll have default words on it saying thank you. And if you put the content file here, then it'll just show up automatically on that thank you page at the bottom and say, here's your content, click here, and they can click it and they can download it. Okay, so this is a great place to put that. If you're giving access to a course, you would select the membership site that the course lives on to give access to that site, since it's probably a closed site, and then check the box next to the course that you want to give access to. Now, if you don't give access, so any course that you've created, if it's in dripped mode or if it's in draft mode, no one is going to be able to see it, right? Now, if it's in dripped mode and you give access to it, the people who are given access to the product will see that course, right? But if it's in drip mode and someone has not been given access, they didn't buy the product that gives access, etc., then they wouldn't see that course. Just want to clarify that there. So if they don't have access to the product, they won't have access to what the product provides, which would be this membership site and this course if these boxes are checked, for example. Now, another thing here. So this is the default thank you page, right? So if you're using the default thank you page, you can check this box and add some custom copy to the thank you page that would go here. And then beneath that would be the ebook or whatever file you added here. And it would say, you know, here's your content. Or it would have the link to the membership site with the course that they just purchased access to. That'll also show up on the thank you page. You could also redirect to a custom URL as the thank you page instead. So like a completely different page that you entirely create yourself. But keep in mind that if you do that and you check this box, then you're not going to be able to, this is not going to show up, right? Because this is only shows up on our default thank you page or this text. So you would have to make sure that the custom page has everything that you need it to have. And then this is just more about, you know, removing the ability to download, allowing refunds, not sending them links to access their content. But you don't want to check that if this is the first time they're purchasing and they don't have access, you would want to make sure that's not checked so that they do get their content. And then last thing you can do here is you could add a trigger that starts an automation that gives them access, right? Or a trigger can do many things. It could send them an email. It can do all this stuff. One example of giving access through an automation instead of the product is that when they purchase the product and then you could start an automation, have a trigger that fires when they become a participant that's activated, start an automation, choose the automation, and that automation could give them access as well. And we've got some other guides that go into that in more detail. This is more of a high level overview, but that's another option instead if you don't want to give access via the product. That would mean that you could give and revoke access via that automation versus if you give access here via the product, you can't revoke access yourself or in an automated way. The only way access would get revoked is if they stop paying for their subscription or they cancel their purchase. You know, those are really the only ways if your product is giving access. So it just depends on what you need. So that's pretty much it. The only other thing that to keep in mind too is every product has an autoresponder that you could do. So if you wanted instead, one thing that I usually recommend is that if you're giving access to a membership site and a course or even a freebie PDF right here, what you can do is you can also add that freebie to the autoresponder instead of just adding it to the thank you page. Because that way, if there's people who close out of the thank you page too fast, they'll at least have the email with the freebie in there. And people who receive the email, they may have or they may have missed the email, but they saw the thank you page. You see what I mean? So you're kind of catching both possibilities. So if you want, you could, add an auto response. And then in the auto response, you could link the PDF here. And the way you would do that, just so you know how to do it, is you'd type out what you want the button to say. Download your content. Obviously, you'd add like copy and everything. And then what you're going to do is you're going to highlight the text, click on insert link, and you want to create this into a button. So you'll need to paste the URL to your media file here, and I'll show you where to find it. And then click display as a button and insert. So the way to find that is if you go to content media library right here. And then you just click on this little clipboard icon, copy the, or if you haven't uploaded it yet, upload your PDF right here, right? Then click on the little clipboard icon, copy that to your clipboard for whatever freebie that you want to add to the button. Then again, type out what you want the button to say, highlight the text, click on the insert link, paste it here, display as a button, insert, right? So now when they click this button, it will automatically download that file to their computer. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. Those are the options.